This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جازى نبيًا عن أمته ورسولًا عن رسالته أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I received the message that I wanted to share with you, and around it we are building this khutbah, inshallah. And it's carried from the last meeting we had, this beautiful meeting of the Salatul Eid. Some of the scholars said something beautiful. How do we carry this beautiful spirit, and how do we change a few things for the better? Just looking at that Eid and this month and the spirit of the month of Ramadan, how do we actually change the face of the earth one step at a time? We're not claiming that we're going to change the world, but at least change ourselves one at a time, one person at a time, one family at a time, one household at a time, one masjid at a time, one community at a time, one city at a time, one country at a time. We never give up hope. But at least, we have to have the intention of tajarrud. You know what the tajarrud is? The scholars actually practice this. Tajarrud is actually taking the thiyab, taking the clothes of arrogance, ignorance, conceit, selfishness, and the long list of illness of the heart. When you hear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا مَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنَ أَوْلِذَا قَضَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْنَا يَكُونَ لَهُ خِيرًا مِنْهُ وَسَلِّمُ وَتَسْلِيمًا. It's not befitting for a true believer, man or woman, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees a matter and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decrees a matter, then we'll have our own choice. And so on. So he says, look, the beauty of it is if the لو اجتمع المسلمون كما اجتمعوا في عيدهم لغيروا وجه التاريخ. Says if Muslims get together like they got together in Salatul Eid, what did you see? That how many khutbahs full? This house was full three times full. Was doing another khutbah somewhere else. Wallahi, it was too much. I had to wait to do another khutbah after the last khutbah. So he says, if Muslims unite like they unite in Salatul Eid, just Salatul Eid, we would have changed the face of the earth. And look at it, now dissect it a little bit more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to give you this example five times a day. Five times a day we come here in congregation. On a smaller scale. And then, a little bigger scale, every Jum'ah, on a Friday, for the sermon. On a bigger scale, like we heard, the Eid. And then a bigger scale, when it comes to Hajj. You see? Bigger scale. Alhamdulillah, did you see the pictures when it comes to the UK? Moscow, Allahu Akbar. Numbers are amazing, Allahu Akbar. It's not the adad. It's not the number. It's not the quantity. It's the quality that we're after. So one thing. And he says, لو كبر قلوب المسلمين كما تكبر ألسنتهم. If we only made takbir, you know what takbir is? Allahu Akbar. Meaning what? God is greater than what? Everything. It says, لو كبر المسلمون بقلوبهم كما تكبر ألسنتهم. If we're really truly honest with the takbir, but not lip service, not just that, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. No, with our hearts. No enemy would stand in front of us because Allah is greater than anything. And if they shook hands with their souls like they shook hands, they shake hands with that, with their heart, with their hands, we would have defeated any obstacle. But nowadays, what do we do? Oh, brother, shake their hand. Oh, it's a bid'ah. Allahu musta'an. Wallahi, I looked into this thing. I've given a long list of scholars. They say it's a sunnah and a mustahab before and after the salah. I will give you the report just in case. A long list of scholars. Long list of scholars. But now, in this masjid, I'm not talking, wallahi, it hurts me. Uqsim billahi alladhi la ilaha illa. Sometimes I go home and cry. Wallahi. Wallahi. It's because the brother doesn't want to... Smile. No. Smile. The brother says, assalamu alaikum. They don't answer him. Do you believe it? Wallahi, in this masjid, my brothers and sisters, this is the same masjid that we hugged and embraced one another. Yeah, this is the same masjid we had a beautiful Ramadan. But because the illness of the heart and that shaitan will come and always fight between you. So I have one request. Can I have one request, please? Don't label yourself, please. Don't tell me I'm a Salafi, I'm a Sufi, I'm an Ikhwani, I'm Tahriri, I'm a... Don't label yourself. I beg you, don't mention who you are. Can you just say I'm a Muslim? Is that okay? How about the Quran? Are you okay with the Quran? Yeah, Allah wasallamakum muslimina min qabl. Allah called, you know, that's what Prophet said. He said he called you Muslims. So why do you call yourself anything else other than Muslim? In your grave, you say, excuse me, what matter were you? I'm not telling you don't follow, don't get me wrong, wallahi. I'm just telling you, if you put the labels that will divide us, please take it out. Could I ask that at least? So when you come here, akhi, what's in your mind? Oh, I am the best here. Yeah. When you come in the masjid, let's see now, how short is your toe, man? You don't have a short rope? You know what? You know what some brother says? If it's below this, you know what? I can feel the heat. I can see the smoke. Yeah? Because everything is in the hellfire. And they didn't hear the other side. When Abu Bakr as-Siddiq had a long one, radiallahu anhu warda. And Prophet Muhammad says, and the lasta minhum ya Abu Bakr. You're none of them, Abu Bakr. Because it's khuyalak. If you're doing it to show off that I have the khiriya, I can afford to do this. But the brothers are so restricted, they only listen to one sheikh, and this sheikh. May Allah guide us and guide them, forgive me and forgive him, ameen ya Rabbi. What do they do? Their job is to fish for faults. That's it. By the way, there's one school of thought. Their job is they're the police. They believe that they are the Khalifa, that they are the Amir al-Mu'mineen, that they are the Ibn Baz, the Ibn Uthameen, the Ibn Taymiyyah, the Ibn Qayyim. They're the only one that is right, and everybody else is going to hellfire. Everybody else. Do you believe it? And anybody else differs with them, they will shoot him. Wallahi, I don't mean literally. By the way, the statistics show that ISIS thrives on ignorant people. Did you know that? ISIS thrives on ignorant Muslims. Thrives. They actually target them. You know that the zealous, the youth, that they have no knowledge of Islam. They don't know Quran and Sunnah, but they just have emotions. Or they don't have a job. They just want to get a job. Or they want to get married because they know now that they have a, whatever it is, right? They thrive on that. We have a game plan, don't worry. We don't have enough time, subhanAllah. But anyway, you got the idea? So can you come in this masjid, please? Don't tell me. I had one time, Sheikh, did one witr in the Ramadan. I got phone calls, like the people are freaking out. This guy did a witr in this way. Yeah, wallahi, there are three ways you can do witr. Relax. My brother, though, it's not the end of the world. So what we're saying here, and he says, if walaw labisu, وَلَوْ لَبِسُوا Let me just finish his statement. وَلَوْ لَبِسُوا لِبَاسَ الْأَخْلَاقِ كما يلبسون الزينة بيوم العيد لكانوا أجمل الأمم على وجه الأرض. He says that they actually dress with the akhlaq. Yeah? Yom al-Eid, what did we do? We came in with the most beautiful clothes. Yeah? We took a shower, we trimmed, we under. Yeah, beautiful. Everybody looks so awesome. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. May Allah protect you and your family and your health and your wealth. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. But he says, but if you wear now, not just the garments outside, you work on the inside now, the akhlaq would have been the most beautiful nation on earth. Met Sheikh Hussein Yi one time in some place. We were talking about the da'wah and Japan and so on. And he says, you cannot go to the Japanese people and tell them our akhlaq is better than yours, because Islam teaches that. Not advice. Because you can't beat them on the akhlaq. Wallahi, once I was traveling and Japanese people, mashallah, we love everybody. May Allah protect you all and bless you all and raise your ranks. I mean. But the Japanese people have something amazing built in their culture. Their akhlaq is unbelievable. Wallahi. One time I was taking a plane, Japanese airline, and the stewardess, before she goes to economy class, to business class, they turn around and they salute. So I thought maybe once. No, every time. And so many things, even in the airport, you know, when you take off your shoes, they actually come up with a tray to give you slippers. And then they take your shoes, put on another tray. On the other side, they give you back the shoes on a tray, like this. And then they take back the zaban. Unbelievable. I was going, Allahu Akbar, what happened to us? What happened? Yeah? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us like the Japanese, in akhlaq, till we come back to Islam. Wallahi, till we come back to Islam, which is the us, which is the lub, which is the heart of the akhlaq. Quran and Sunnah teaches you akhlaq. So he says, you cannot go tell them akhlaq, go to heat. Monotheism, they don't have that. You understand? Hikmah. Wisdom. And he says, لَوْ ضَحَّيْنَا بِالْغُرُورِ وَالْأَنَانِيَّةِ كَمَا نُضَحِّي فِي الصِّيَانِ بِالْأَكْلِ وَالشَّرَابِ وَفِي الْعِيدِ الْآخَرِ بِالْأُضْحِيَةِ مَا وَقَفَ أَمَامِنَا. But if we sacrifice our own whims and desires, the illness, selfishness, and conceit and arrogance, if you sacrifice that in the nafus, would have been the best nation ever. Can we not just take that, then after Juz al-Saraha would give you the roadmap, how to become the best of nations? Again, starting with you, your family, at least this masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us, and that's what we'll talk about, how with our hearts. Ameen. أقول ما تسمعون استغفر الله ولكم استغفروه فيا فوز. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, have you heard about the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in? Suhaib al-Rumi, Bilal al-Habashi, Salman al-Farisi, and. They came from everywhere. Different colors, different backgrounds, different languages even. But when they came under one banner, they were united. SubhanAllah. Isn't that amazing? Even then they had issues. But look how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealt with them. Remember the man that was drinking in the well, and another man came from the Ansar, the Muhajireen. What did he do? He said something that was bad. He drew the sword and he says, Ya ma'ashar al-Muhajireen, meaning come in my aid, O Muhajireen, people that came from Mecca. And the other one drew the sword and says, Ya ma'ashar al-Ansar, meaning halumma, come into my aid. These guys are ganging up on me. You come, he's bringing his posse. You bring your posse. Radiallahu anhu majma'in. Now they wanted to go into the tribalism, differences. So what did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? So, mashallah, good that you're uniting in one against the other. At least you're united. Did he say that? No. He is Abi da'wat al-jahiliyyah wa ana bayn dhahraniikum. Da'uha innaha muntina. You calling yourself with the labels be prior to Islam, the ignorant era? Let it be, let it go, dissolve it, omit. Let go, Ashi. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Let go. You don't have to belong to a group. Do you? To enter Jannah? You don't have to have a label under your thing in order for you to ask like questions in the grave. You think he will tell you that? Our friend from the Lord, what are the three questions in the grave, Abi? Nukhti. Who's your Lord? What's your way of life? What's your deen? What are you gonna say? What's your deen? Are you gonna say other than Islam? I dare you. You know what? Munkar Nakir, come. My deen is Are you gonna say anything other than Islam? So why don't you live according to Islam? Don't worry about labels. Don't worry about labels. Our Mashaykh told us don't label yourself. Don't call yourself anything else. You're a Muslim. That's it. You follow Quran and Sunnah. Anybody else gives you a label, may Allah help us and help them. If they label you, let them be. But don't label yourself and don't label others. Now, and says what they was it? And who is your prophet? These are the three questions in the grave. Four questions on Judgment Day. What have you done with your life? What have you done with your knowledge? What have you done with your health and youth? And where did you get your money from and how did you spend it? Did you notice any of them? That says, La Allah. So Prophet Muhammad ﷺ told us that. What do we do? And he himself is the one that told us, La yusallinna ahadukum fi bani Qurayza illa fi bani Qurayza. And you know, I know that you memorize this. Every year I say it. But alhamdulillah, I didn't say it this time before Ramadan. It was united. Alhamdulillah. What happened? You know the story. Banu Qurayza, the one that betrayed the covenant when we were fighting. Long story short, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, now they have to pay the price. On the way, the army is told, don't pray Asr except in Bani Qurayza. Very clear. And this, by the way, there's no an'ana. You know what that means? There's no sanat. An fulan ibn fulan, sanat in this, and there's no ulum al-rijal. There's no, this one was born here, and he met him, and this was a direct order from Prophet Muhammad ﷺ to the Sahaba. Don't tell me hadith is da'if, maqub, marfu'. Missing this and not tawatur. Prophet told them directly. Did they do everything that he said? They didn't. They differed. They actually on the way. Some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu says that Maghrib is coming. We have to pray Asr because they have their proof and they have their intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow accordingly. And some of them says literally Ahl al-Zahir. They don't do no ta'wil, no tafsir, nothing. They don't do anything. That's what they do and that's what they follow. Alhamdulillah. So they prayed Asr and Bani Qurayza even though they missed it. So when Prophet Muhammad ﷺ heard about him, what did he do? He says, you are terrible. How could you disobey a command that I gave you directly? Did he do that? No, Allah. تَأْقَرَّ هَذَا وَأَقَرَّ هَذَا. He says, you were right and you were right. Did he actually go back and blame any of them after? No. Did they blame each other after that? No. How about something else? You know, there was two. One of them, there was no water, so they did tayammum, dry ablution. But two of them, when they came back, they saw some water. One of them did not repeat their tayammum, meaning wudu. And one of them did. What did Prophet Muhammad ﷺ say? So you're right and you're wrong? He said, asabta sunnah. The one that did not repeat, he says, you followed the sunnah. And the one that did not repeat, he says, you had two rewards. The adhan, this is a true story, by the way. You can go back in history and find out. There were two in a country, I'm not mentioning the name. They were fighting. Two masjids were fighting. Two big communities fighting. What were they fighting for? Jum'ah time. Is it one adhan or two adhan? They were literally fighting, and after this, it got to the point they were shooting each other. It got to the point because that country and that certain area, they don't discuss issues. They just let their gun do the talking. You say you're only one adhan, you don't do the adhan. That's the language. So that the mufti of that country came. When he came to that city, they carried his car. That's how they were serious. They said, that's it, the mufti will come and that's it, decide. What do you think the mufti said? He said, what are you fighting over? He says, the one adhan or two adhan? He said, what's the answer, mufti? What was his answer? He says, no adhan. Wallahi, that's what he said. He said, no adhan, don't do one adhan, don't do two adhan, no adhan, period. What was his opinion? He says, the unity of Muslim is a fard, obligation. Adhan is a sunnah. And the fard, the obligation, precedes the sunnah. But we're fighting, what are we fighting for? You know, you look at the area with the wadi, the wudu, oh, mashallah, okay, what's that now? Let's find out. I'm watching the brother.
Oh, he's making wudu now. Okay, I got you covered. Did you get this? CNN, are you on the air? Are you copying? Is that brother? Yes, sir. Okay, are you copying this? Are you filming this? Okay, brother, here, step by step. He's making this. Oh, he's doing that now. Oh, he's coming to the air. Here, okay, I'll know now. Oh, he's going all the way back and all the way out. He's only doing this. He's only doing one way, not back. Oh, we fight over what part of the hair we touch with our hand, and our enemies are gathered to cut off our head. You see, which parts of the head we touch with the water, and the enemies are just, you know, they're united on cutting off our head, and we're still fighting on certain things. Amazing, wallah. So now we have to understand, where does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, and what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells you? And there's so many ayat and hadith, When Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala bestowed us that we came from one father and one mother. Isn't that amazing? One father and one mother. We have one Lord. We have one Qibla. We have one Deen. We have one Quran. We have one Rasul. We have one everything. Amazing. We have one everything. But we still fight. We still fish for fault. Illa ma rahim Allah. I mean, there are some brothers and sisters, may Allah bless them, Allah. I'm not pointing the finger. I told you before, from here, I used to be like that. So I'm not pointing the finger. I told you when I came back on the path, I was like them, because I was very staunch that I was a disobedient. I did not worship Allah the way He befitting His Majesty. So I am coming back with zealous. And it was even my own family members. Even my own family, they were afraid of me. You know, but one of the women in my family members did not wear the hijab. Allahu Akbar. She won't stand still. It was that bad, because I only listened to one scholar, and I could not live here, by the way. I actually left the country because I could not see anyone except kafir. Wallahi, you see, it's a sickness, ya akhi. It's an illness of the heart. I'm trying to tell you, my brothers and sisters, don't be an easy bait. Don't be an easy bait, ya akhi. Look, Allah subhanahu wa jalla says, لَا تَفَرَّقُوا. He said, don't be, فَذَذْهَبْ رِيحَكُمْ وَتَفْشَلُوا. Don't go apart. Don't be disunited. You will reach. What is that? The strength will go. Why do you think Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Yushik antada alaykum al-umam kama da'at ala qasatiha"? You know, people will come, nations will come, and it will take you off like what? You know, in Ramadan, you had this beautiful biryani and all that stuff in the middle, and it was the time. It says, as soon as you hear Allahu Akbar, happens attack. I don't know you anymore. You're my brother, and I love you, man. But this is food now. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said that exact same example. He says, as if nations were coming to eat you up, like that time where nations are coming and you become the main dish. Yeah? We become the main dish. You know what's amazing? We hear these things all the time. We hear the Quran and Sunnah all the time. It's nothing new, I'm telling you. There's nothing new, but it's just when you have to be reminded, the most important part is implement it now. That's all I'm asking you, my brothers and sisters. You please, when you leave these doors, change, akhi and ukhti. Can we at least change? When you look at your brother and you look at sister, smile, my brother. Wallahi, I see some brothers don't want to talk to others or shake each other or walk, run out the door. Run out the door, because they think everything we do here is a bid'ah. Everything we do here is bid'ah. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. They are now mufti, biyar, alhamdulillah. They are Ibn Taymiyyah, they are Ibn al-Qayyim of the Ummah. Then everybody else is going to hellfire. I heard it with some of the big mashayikh, by the way. May Allah help us all, wallah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clean this heart of ours. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if we do that, what happens? He says, nations will come and do it. And I'm telling you what, akhi, sadaqa Rasulullah. He spoke the truth. If we have this illness and animosity between us, and I mentioned this before, even in the masjid, right? You know what? Where do you put your hand? Ya ilahi, Allah help us, wallahi. I get confused, brothers. I get brothers confused. They're confused because everybody's a mufti, mashallah. Here, everybody's a mufti, alhamdulillah. So brothers come and says, this brother says this, this brother says that, this sister says this says that. Well, actually, there's something called the unity of command. Unity of command. Fas'alu ahl al-dhikr kuntum la ta'lamun. Wallahi, we tell him not, we're not. I ask my scholars, I ask my mashayikh up till now, yeah. But when you give a fatwa that you don't know what you're talking about, you know who you're signing on behalf of whom? You understand? So please be careful. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a dua against that. And very clear warning. And as a matter of fact, one of the Sahaba, I remember when he actually woke up in the side of Janaba, And what did they tell him? It was cold. What did they tell him have to do? He says, you have to make a ghusl. Do they have to make a ghusl? No, they don't have to make a ghusl. But the man listened to them. They're ignorant people. They just tell you that because why? How do you think this the youth now is learning? You come to the masjid and learn? No. We think they're all here or out. Every imam in the masjid is out. You know? Because we do this and we did that. They only have one shaykh. They listen to and that's it. They don't even bother coming to us. They don't bother because we're not even on the radar, man. All the masjid here, they're out. They're out to lunch. I'm not going to label any of them. They listen to this. And what happens? They learn from the internet and they learn from a book. And they don't have taqeen. They don't have taqeen. We have to put our knees to these mashayikh. We have to travel far by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to leave and blah, 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 blah. We have to learn over 25 years. We're still learning. And then a brother just comes back to the masjid or the sister comes back to the masjid, read a booklet or listened to a CD or a muhadara on this or went to a course. Allahu Akbar. That's it. I'm the man. Who's the man? I'm the man. You come and ask me. Subhanallah, ajeeb ya shaykh, wallahi. And that's all they know. The booklet here, and they don't know everything. They don't know the bigger picture. They only know one hadith and one ayah. Subhanallah, ajeeb, wallahi. So when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that's the time will come, a nation will eat you up because of that. So you know what? When you look at your screen, you want to solve this? You know what? Start by yourself. Because the mountains are made of pebbles. And this whole ummah started with how many? Started with one. It was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves three things for us and despises, dislikes three things. And ta'buduhu la tushriku bihi shay'an. To worship Him, do not ascribe any partners unto Him. Second, do not separate. Third, my brothers and sisters, I can't recall it, forgive me. Number, taqila wa qad, if you hate, if you despise one another, what Allah likes, taqila wa qad, wa kafrat su'ad wa aba'atan. So he said, she said, he said, and asking about things that doesn't pertain to any of this whatsoever, but just wasting everybody's time. And, you know, wasting our money and time and wealth and all of that stuff. My brothers and sisters, let's finish off with something, inshallah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it all together. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. O mankind, O human beings, we made you to nations and tribes, so you may know one another, or kill one another, all that stuff. You need, what's the mission stick? Taqwa. Okay, that's the mission stick. Who can raise his hands and say, I'm taqi? Can you raise your hand? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says your measuring stick, he knows, right? The measuring stick is all the human beings. He says taqwa. Can you please raise your hand and say, I am taqi, I'm Mr. Taqi. I am Mr. Qiyya. I am Shaykh Fulan and Shaykh Allah. Yeah? You can't. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid you do that. This fala tuzakku anfusakum huwa a'lamu man taqa. Don't boast about yourself that I have taqwa. Allah knows what's taqwa. And where is taqwa, by the way? It's in the hearts. Akashafta an qalbi, did you check? And so on. May Allah make us among the muttaqeen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our relationship with Him the best relationship so we don't worry about anybody else. May Allah unite our hearts, reconcile our amend our goals, and make us back to one unity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us love each other for the sake of Allah. Forget our differences, work on our unity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us see the victory before we die. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us in the dunya, to gather us hereafter, to gather us in the dunya with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With no accountability and punishment. Ameen wa akhda wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ta'ala. Ya Rabbana ka alhamdu kambara jilali wa jibadim wa sultani. Allahumma salli ala sallam Muhammad fil awaleen wa fil akhina fil mala'a ameen. Oh Allah, I ask you in different names to reconcile differences, mend our hearts, unite us back, let us love one another. Keep that shaitan away from us, even after Ramadan. And I ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to protect us from the fitna in this dunya and hereafter. Till we meet you, Allah, and you please with us on the Quran and Sunnah, on the minhaj, ya Rabbil alameen, with no accountability. Ameen. اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين وعلي بفضلك كلمه الحق والدين واذل الشرك والمشركين اعداءك اعداء الدين اوقع الكافرين في الكافرين واوقع الظالمين في الظالمين واخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالاسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالاسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالاسلام رافدين ولا تشبك بنا الاعداء والحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا وعن ايماننا وعن شمائلنا وفوقنا ونعوذ برحمتك من النار من تحتنا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وعاف مبتلانا ومبتلى المسلمين وارحم موتانا ومحيي المسلمين واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على اله وصحبه وسلم اخر الصلاه